Tuesday, May 4th. The president had a busy day, pretty well loaded with appointments, and I had very little time in there, which was great because I was able to get my own work completely cleared up. He had a leadership meeting this morning and was somewhat distressed before he went in that McGregor had an agenda that was going to run on for hours. And it turned out it did go for exactly 2 hours. He made the point afterward that it's got to be recognized that these meetings are solely for the benefit of the congressman, not for the president. And if they need a show-and-tell opportunity, it's okay with him, but he doesn't want to kid ourselves into thinking it's of any benefit to him. We had a long discussion about the effect of the demonstration yesterday, the coverage of it last night, and activities today. Everything is very low-key today with hardly any tie-ups or vandalism this morning. A fairly large crowd did gather this afternoon and march to the Justice Department where a couple thousand were arrested with no apparent violence. There's starting to be a build-up from the left on the civil liberties types now about reacting adversely to the arrest procedure. But I think public opinion is basically with us. The president's been very pleased with the job Chief Wilson has done. He did get into some discussion of building up all of our events. For instance, we've got the shipyard contract, and he wants to really make a big event out of that, fly some people in from California, and really build it up instead of just running these things on a small-scale basis. He also wants to put in some major staging of the prisoners with Scally handling it so we can get the maximum mileage in the game. Call me at home tonight. Now, I had the ACLU reaction. I wanted to be sure the staff takes a vote and stays on our position, forcing the Democrats to take the soft line and the basis of the left wing. May 4th.